this Shabbos is going to be Be'ezras Hashem, Abalein Latova, Shabbos Shira. It's called Shabbos Shira because it is the Shabbos that we lay in Az Yashir. In many shuls, there is a minag that people stand, that everyone stands when they read the Shira. So I want to discuss that minag. In the past, we've discussed the minag of standing for Kriyas HaTorah in general, standing for Aseres HaDibros. So let's assume that you sit for Kriyas HaTorah in general. That's going to be the premise of the discussion. Is there a reason to stand for Az Yashir in particular? Now, the minag of standing is quoted by the Ketzos HaShulchan and Simon Pei Dalid and the Badei HaShulchan over there in Oschav Beis. The Rivvos Ephraim in Chel Gimel Sim Kuvtzadi Dalid writes that Minhagenu, he says, his minag in Memphis, I guess, is that they do stand at the time when they read the Shabbos Shira, when they read the Az Yashir. And someone came to his shul, he said, and wanted to be mevatel the minag. And he said, L'chora yevshel levatel minag. Aval kol inyan amida lo barur etzli. He says, but I'm not really sure what's behind it. I don't really get why we do it. He says, Dakirna katavina talia birushalayim. I remember when I was a little boy growing up in Yerushalayim, everyone stood for Az Yashir, and I don't really get it. I don't really get why we do it, but that's a minute. Minhag Yisrael. So what is the possible basis for this minhag? Two possibilities that I came across. One is there's a Mishnah in Sota and Daf Chav Zayin, where the Mishnah tells us, Oz Yashir Moshe of Bnei Yisrael Sashira Azos Hashem Vayomru Leimor. And they said, how did kids translate it in school? Vayomru, and they said, Leimor, saying. Well, whenever you say, you are saying, right? So why do you have Vayomru Leimor? So it's a Mishnah's Kasha. Ma Tamalom Leimor, Shein Tamalom Leimor, Ma Tamalom Leimor. It doesn't have to say Leimor. What does Leimor add? Melamecho Yisrael Onin Shira Achrav Shel Moshe Al Kol Dover Vidover Kikorin Es HaHalel. That the way they sang the Shira was responsive. Moshe would say something and they would respond. And that's many parts of tefillah are written that way, that they're meant to be responsive, like Kedusha. It's meant to be responsive. So that, and how is it? Just like Kikorin Es HaHalel. Just like Hallel is also recited responsively. So there are those that suggest that you see a clear link over here between Az Yashir and Hallel. And by Hallel, the Beis Yosef writes in Orchaim Sim Tov Chav Beis, Kosov b'shibale aleket simen kufay and gimel hora rav Rabbeinu Meir. So Beis Yosef quotes the shibale aleket who quotes Rabbeinu Meir. The mitzvahs halal kriyaso meumad, that one is supposed to stand for kriyas halal. Vatam kosov Rabbeinu Binyamin al shem hakosov halalu avdei Hashem sheomdim. That halalu avdei Hashem sheomdim. So you see that there's amida dafka by halal. Interestingly, the Bir Halacha on that halacha in Siv Zayin over there, the Bir Halacha writes that if you look in the Shibale Aleket, there's actually another reason that's offered as well for standing. The other reason it says not just because of omdim, but it says that they learn the amida from the halal that they would say in the azara. So he says, L'chor, he says, V'cheino yukorn ba'azara al shchitas psachim ba'amida, shari'en yeshiva ba'azara. That the halal in the azara was ba'amida, because you can't sit in the azara, so mela, this halal has to be ba'amida as well. So the Bir Halacha writes that L'chora is nafkamina between which reason you learn like. Is the reason you stand for halal because of omdim, because there's a cause of omdim, or is it we learn from the azara? Because he says in the azara, smicha is mutar, you're allowed to lean, and that's also called amida in the azara. It's about the tsura of amida. Whereas omdim may mean technical omdim, where smicha would not be okay. So Bir Halacha says it might be nafkamina. He says, I think really you can be somech when you say halal, but maybe l'chadchila, better not to, in order to satisfy both opinions. But anyway, that's one possible source for standing for Az Yashir. It's Az Yashir Midin Halel. The other source in the Siddur Tzilusa D'Avram, page 168, quotes the minhag to stand by Shiras Hayam, because it says in the Zohar in Parshas Lech Lecha, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, Kama Dichsiv Chatzos Laila Akum Lohodos Lecha, David HaMelech says in Tehillim Kuf Yotes, that I get up at Chatzos Laila Lohodos Lecha, Akum Vaday Ba'amida Li'is'askin b'shirin v'tushbichan da'oraisa, that it's amida in order to be involved in shiros v'tushbachos of Hashem, u'begin kach David malka chay le'alamin v'afilu b'yomi malka mashicha iu malka. And because of that, David gets to be king forever. And even when Melech HaMashiach comes, David HaMelech is still going to be called David HaMelech. Why? Because he stood in order to give Shevach Voda Takarish Baruch Hu. So you see that when you're saying Shira Takarish Baruch Hu, when you're singing Shiros V'Tishbachos Takarish Baruch Hu, doing so Be'amida is a major statement. So maybe that's why we stand for Shira. That would explain why we stand for it during Pesukei Dezimra as well, although for that there are other explanations. In the Rivos Ephraim, in that Tshuva, he says, you know, it makes sense also that Amida is a sign of respect. It's a sign that you're excited about something, you stand up, you know, like if you're Lahavdil, Elif Alfei Abdullah, you're at a ball game, and something exciting happens, everyone jumps out of their seats. Why are they jumping out of their seats? So because the guy in front of me jumped out of his seat, I can't see, and let's say, no, but why is the guy in front jumping out of his seat? Because that's the natural response to excitement, to a sense of heritage that a person has, that's the natural response. So, that is the reason why, those are the reasons that are given to stand during reading Az Yashir. Now, is there any reason not to stand when you say Az Yashir? So, there is a Gemara in Mesechas Brachos Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara says that they contemplated putting the Aseres Hadibros into Kriya Shema, as part of Kriya Shema, Kvar bitvul mivnei tarumas aminim, but they decided against it because tarumas aminim. What does it mean, tarumas aminim? The Rashi explains, because the minim are going to say that the only part of Torah that was actually Hashem's words are the Aseres HaDibros, and everything else is just rabbinic commentary. That's what we're afraid the minim are going to say. That's why they left Aseres HaDibros out of Kriya Shema. So the Rambam in a tshuva, famous tshuva in Simon Mem Vav, says that there was a minhag that people should sit during Aseres HaDibros, and that is the correct minhag. And anyone who wants to say otherwise is making a big mistake, because just like Aseres HaDibros cannot be singled out and in being placed in Kriya Shema, because Terumas Aminim, it also can't be singled out by standing for Aseres HaDibros. So a big problem, says the Rambam, to stand for Aseres HaDibros, Tarumas Aminim. So one might say, okay, so apparently it's a problem to single out any section of Torah and treat it differently than any other section of Torah. And therefore, maybe one should not stand for Az Yashir either, because you're treating a section of Torah differently than another section of Torah. But I think that is not correct. The reason that that's not correct is that it's not about taking any section of Torah and treating it differently than any other section of Torah. That was not the Gemara's concern. What was the Gemara's concern? That it was Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros, it's very mistaver to assume that Minim will make a mistake, because they're really headings for Kol HaTorah Kula. That's what, you know, you picture Moshe Rabbeinu coming down with the Luchos. It's Luchos with Aseres HaDibros, that's what was received from God. You could understand Minim making such a mistake. But why on earth would a Min think that Az Yashir is the only thing that God gave us? No Min would ever have such a Hava Amina. You know, and the Raya that it's Dafka about Aseres HaDibros is because we didn't scrap the whole idea of Kriya Shema. We included Parshas Tzitzis in Kriya Shema. But aren't the Minim going to say that only Parshas Tzitzis is given to us from the Ribbono Shel Olam? The rest? No, because why would you think that? Why would you think only Parshas Tzitzis is given to us? So the same way as Yashir. Why on earth would anyone think that? If anything, I would think as Yashir was not, the Hava Minim would be the other way. That Moshe and Klal Yisrael composed it, and that it wasn't composed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't seem that there would be a very good reason to object to standing for Az Yashir. If one does want to be concerned, Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva that, let's say, by Aseres HaDibros, if one wants to be concerned, so you could stand a few psukim before, and that way you're not showing that it's those psukim that especially you stand for the entire aliyah, and that would work as well. Someone told me last night that Rabbi Abadi is extremely makpid that people not stand for any part of Kriyas HaTorah, not for Aseres HaDibros, not for Az Yashir, extremely makpid, and he is so much so, he tells Talmidim, if you're in a shul where people are standing, sit. You should stay seated. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechav Das, definitely not. He says, of course you don't stay seated. He says what you should do. Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Chelek Vav of Yechav Das, when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, stand but start a few psukim earlier, and that will be a good enough etza, and then you're not going to be doing anything against the tzibur. It would seem that maybe Rabbi Abadi is hifriz al amida a little bit. He wants to be makbid for the Rambam, but as I said, by Az Yashir, even the Rambam l'chora would not have any issue with it, and l'chora it does solve the problem if you stand for a few psukim before and a few psukim after. Minhag Yisrael Torah, we have this minhag in many, many places, so I think it's something that we can continue to be Noheg for one of the two reasons that we mentioned earlier.